of course, King Charles said in the statement, the law must take its course and has not intervened. But what about the argument that they've been aware of serious allegations against Andrew for years and have effectively protected him?
Yes, this is the other big debate that's going on. And I think now we are at a stage where we are demanding more transparency, more accountability. I think people do want to know exactly that. What did the royal family know about Andrew's going on? Well, with Epstein as regards the sex abuse allegations, but also now the why he was arrested was because of alleged misconduct in public office when he was trade envoy. So we've got two strands going on here, at least two. And we've now got more than 11, I think it is, police forces in this country, circling Andrew, investigating different strands. And there is this overriding feeling that the palace have got to give up this whole idea of never complain, never explain, abandon the old myth, which goes back to the 1800s of the you must not let daylight into the magic of monarchy. It's all nonsense now.